Our reality check this morning is with Honolulu Civil Beat's political editor Chad Blair. He has a story about bail reform in light of the recent prison uprising on Maui. Morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Now, I know we always talk about how bills don't really die, right?
No, not at the Hawaii legislature. You can really revive something pretty darn close down to the last minute, and we still have a little time. The session doesn't end till May 2nd, but something that did die just a couple of weeks ago in a Senate committee regarding reforming our bail system is back and alive and kicking in two different versions, actually.
Yeah, so isn't it almost Easter? Resurrect these things.
Sorry, I lost
right?
you there. Catherine, are you still there?
Yes. Are you
Thank
there?
You. I am now. Please continue.
Yeah, I was just making a joke about it's almost Easter. Resurrect these bills.
That's a good one. So, you know, this is not gut and replace. That's where you take, as you know, one bill, completely remove all its content and put in new content. This is good old-fashioned sausage making. This is taking language from other bills, inserting them into bills that are advancing forward, not replacing them, but kind of a hybrid, not a Frankenstein monster exactly, but certainly a bill that exceeds its original intent. It's perfectly legitimate. It happens all the time. And on Friday night, that's what happened in Sylvia Luke's Finance Committee in the House. They added all these bail reform suggestions, proposals that came from this award-winning, or blue ribbon rather, task force, judges, prosecutors, public defenders, advocates, saying, look, here's what we need to do in order to stop putting so many people in jail, crowding our jail system. And as you mentioned, the Maui situation there, basically a riot was caused in no small part. In fact, maybe the number one reason was overcrowding, too many people to various cells and modules.
Right. And that is a concern because of the fear that we will have a federal takeover.
Right. And there's any number of things that are going on. Not that there's been, there's been a history, a very long history of problems with our correctional system, really dating back 40 years now. That's something the task force acknowledges as well. And I should mention those task force, they don't pop out of nowhere. They are actually created by the legislature itself to get back solid suggestions from the experts on what to do. And right now we're looking at rebuilding OCCC, the Oahu Correctional Facility, our jail in Halawa, although that's still not exactly on the table solidly, but they're looking at doing that at a cost of over $500 million. Meanwhile, in Halawa, the medium security prison, we're actually, overpacked there. And so we're sending people to Arizona. So the bottom line is a recognition that we're putting too many people in jail. And some of this legislation is saying we're really talking about nonviolent people, people that have committed nonviolent crimes. They're waiting for a trial. They are pretrial detainees. They're not going to catch a plane and leave the state. They're probably pretty safe. Why not make it easier for these guys, men and women, to get out of jail so that we don't have all this crowding, four people to a cell in some cases?
Right. And as we saw with Maui, they just said, we're not going to take it anymore. And they caused some trouble.
Yes, they did. Of course, what the Nolan Espenda, the public safety director, had to do is they then transferred, I think, about 37 of those inmates on Maui to Halawa. They've sent some of them back since then. It's not clear how many of them are in there for actual violent crimes less so. A number of different causes were listed by the public safety in terms of why they are being incarcerated.
I know when we had Nolan Espinda on the show, he had talked about he's been, raising that red flag, saying, look, we've got to do something with Maui. It's just too crowded.
Right. In fact, he has been someone who is testifying on behalf of the department for a number of these measures to reform the criminal trial, the criminal justice system. I should mention there's another bill being heard today in Donovan Dela Cruz's Ways and Means Committee, right as we speak probably, about having an independent oversight commission actually look over our prisons and jails, a different voice, if you will. There's talk about as well looking at, basically notifying people when someone dies, an inmate dies or an employee who's on staff. There's another proposal to maybe limit how much we seize in what's known as asset forfeitures. That's when you take possessions with people involved in crimes. It really adds up. Any number of different measures, not all of them strictly related to bail, strictly related to keeping people out of the prisons, but there seems to be a momentum this session to expedite things and ease overcrowding.
Right, and I know Nolan Espinda has a confirmation hearing coming up soon.
That he does. We have been waiting. His nomination has been reported on in a number of publications, particularly ours. Is he in trouble or not? He's been renominated for another four-year term by Governor Ige. The governor has expressed confidence in Espinda, saying he's worked to crack down on overtime and sick leave, another chronic problem for employees within public safety. There are other concerns, however, about his management, how he has run the Deputy Sheriff's Department, let alone what happened in Maui. That was under his watch just recently. And there's been those shootings, remember? One of a man outside the Capitol by a deputy sheriff, killed, shot. And another one is escaping from OCCC, shot and killed. It's been a pretty... it has not been dull when it comes to public safety. And one wonders how serious a confirmation that's going to be, how much heat he will take on Thursday. That's in the Public Safety Committee in the Senate.
All right. Well, we appreciate you tracking it. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.